This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Announcing that I have accepted the resignation of men's basketball head coach Pat Chambers following an internal investigation of allegations of inappropriate conduct, which surfaced shortly after ESPN published a July 6th story on the website, The Undefeated. Coach Chambers has made many contributions to the program and to this university, for which we are grateful. The team has been on a positive trajectory and has responded well to Coach Chambers' efforts on and off the court. But as difficult as this news may be, we think it's best in the best interest of Penn State, our program, and our student athletes.
Penn State Athletic Director Sandy Barber last night talking about the resignation of men's basketball coach Pat Chambers, announcing it actually after that Jesse Washington report at the Undefeated July 6th about Rasir Bolton, who transferred from Penn State to Iowa State last summer. After Chambers made a reference to a noose around Bolton's neck, Chambers saying, "I want to be a stress reliever for you. You can talk to me about anything. I need to get some of this pressure off you. I want to loosen the noose that's around your neck." Pat Chambers, again, resigning at Penn State. You've got a situation with, and refresh my memory, Colin, the name of the coach at Wichita, who's got old allegations resurfacing about
Greg Marshall, right?
Greg Marshall, thank you, yes. So we've got multiple coaches here whose conduct has been called into question. I think much to the point of what Sandy Barber said there, it's not a question about whether Pat Chambers is necessarily even a bad person or not, or a knowingly a racist or not. It's about being in the position that he's in and not having any latitude to say things that you just have to understand are going to have racist undertones or racist connotations. In this case, I think with Greg Marshall, it's much more about using language that just can't be used around student athletes anymore. You have to understand that you are a basketball coach. You cannot be Bobby Knight anymore.
Well, yeah, there's that. And there's also, you know, the fact that I guess part of it too is Rasir Bolton's father approached him. Ray Bolton did. And this is all outlined in Jesse Washington's piece in The Undefeated. And when he said, "Hey, like, what's going on here?" The unwillingness of Pat Chambers initially to kind of own his words and mm-hmm. understand that it could have been, they could have, you know, been harmful to people. And he said, well, he just didn't understand why it was harmful and things. If he would have owned it and really been, you know, apologetic initially, I think this could have gone differently. He waited for a while until after the story was out and then said, "I failed to comprehend the experience of others," yada, 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 things like that. You've got to be ultra careful with your words, whether your meaning is what is intended or not, what is the message received at this point. And you can't coach kids the way that you did in 1960 or 1970 or even 10 years ago right now. Mm-hmm. It's what happens in the current day. Do I think Pat Chambers should have been fired? I don't know. I wasn't there, number one. Number two, I just read the reports and you take everybody's words for their truth. That said, it's a tough It's a tough word to use, and it's tough. It's a poor choice of words whenever a white man is talking to a black young kid and uses. There's just no reason to use the word noose. There just isn't.
Yeah, right.
He could have said and again, pressure. There's a million different synonyms that
which he did, and then he just went too far. You know,
right?
And I think that's I think that's an important point to make here is that. While I have no problem with Penn State moving on from Pat Chambers, because I don't, I just think it's hard to put something like this in the past. It's just it's always going to be a part of Pat Chambers' story now. That I don't think it necessarily. I don't think he's a bad person. I don't think he was. I don't think he's knowingly a racist. It's just the way he explained that to Rasir Bolton. The way he said that, it was a racist thing to say. And that does not make Pat Chambers explicitly a racist. What it does is it points out that he's got to be more considerate in his words when he's using them and how he's speaking to student athletes. And I think we're getting away from a point where we would just look at it and say, well, a coach just has to do whatever he has to do to get the best out of the player. And we're so far beyond that now, right? Like years ago, we thought nothing of Bobby Knight chewing a guy out in practice to the point where you can't even repeat the things that were being said. But that's more in the Greg Marshall vein now, where he's belittling players and you know, doing things that you look at now and say, you can't do that to kids. I understand they signed up for D1 level college athletics. They didn't sign up to be demeaned and humiliated and dehumanized.
Well, here's how it could have been rectified. As soon as Pat Chambers said it, he could have said, oh, my God, you know what? Listen, Rasir Bolton, hey, I apologize. Like, if that came off, it was the wrong choice of words. It right. came off wrong. I didn't mean to say that. I said it. It is a saying that I used. I'm going to lose it from my vernacular. I apologize, and I understand where that could be very offensive to you, and I really – he just – he didn't understand the context of it and how it could have been offensive to somebody. And that, to me, is the bigger crime, so to speak,
yeah,
in this.
Yeah, yeah, that's the most troublesome part. I agree with you there, that he immediately didn't recognize it and then confronted the first time about it, continued to not recognize
right.
what he had done or admit or own up to what he had done or said and how it may have affected Rasir Bolton. But it'll be interesting to see how Penn State moves on from this as well. 7-11 is the time on your Thursday morning. Time to give House of 1,000 Beers a visit. Locations in Wexford and New Kensington, the home of the best Reuben sandwiches in town. There's a team that we should hate more. You know, we just came off a week of talking about Steelers-Browns and is it a rivalry and all that stuff. There's a team that we should hate more that I don't think we spend enough time disliking because they've kind of faded from our consciousness. Well, we're about to get smacked in the face with them this weekend. I'll explain all of that next. I know one thing we should be more focused on, and you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370, Edgar Snyder & Associates, reminding you to text responsibly. One thing we have not brought up, and after a full week of, is Steelers-Browns a rivalry? How much do we hate the Browns? How much do we hate Cleveland? All that talk, and some of it was really fun. We should hate the Titans more. This is not just the Tennessee Titans. This is the same organization that back in the day was the Bum Phillips, Love You Blue, Earl Campbell, Houston Oilers, Dan Pastorini, Mark Renfro, Jerry Glanville's, Warren Moon, run and shoot Houston Oilers. And they're still the Titans of the Joe Nedney flop in the playoffs and Keith Bullock and Javon Kearse and Lendale White stomping on and spitting on the terrible towel. Jerry Dulac in the Post-Gazette this morning has a great rundown of big moments in the history of the rivalry between these two organizations. But I think we need to remind ourselves with just a couple days to go before this game, Colin, that it's okay to hate the Titans.
Right. Oh, yeah. I went to the first. It was like 98. Because remember, they played in the Liberty Bowl in Memphis.
Yeah.
They were the Tennessee Oilers
for a couple of years.
Well, I went to the game at Vanderbilt. 1 year in 97 or 98, I guess it was. And I want to say, I remember it was at Vanderbilt. It would have been 98, I think. And the Steelers lost that game. It was like 26-17 or something like that. I want to say the Steelers had a kicker that they signed for that week that sucked, if I remember, in my my sort of college drunken
foggy recollection. Yeah.
Yes, yes, we had driven down from Kentucky to that game in Nashville, and it was a heck of a time. But yeah, but Steeler fans just invaded Vanderbilt Stadium. I mean, invaded Vanderbilt Stadium, and it was the Tennessee Oilers still.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
It was not the Titans yet. It was the last game before that. I want to say it was 98. And but yes, there really is some like lineage and some heritage and some true dislike there all
like,
the way back.
For me, it stems completely from being a child of the 80s and when the Steelers were not at their best for a few years. And the Houston Oilers had, like I said, Warren Moon and that run and shoot. And every time the Steelers went to the Astrodome, I just hoped and prayed and knocked on wood and crossed my fingers that they would be able to get Gary Anderson close enough to kick like six 50-yard field goals and that Rod
Here's
Woodson would come
jerk.
Up with a couple of picks and somehow they'd be able to sneak out of there.
Here's this jerk, Matt George. They signed him and he missed a field goal, a couple of field goals in this game.
I don't even remember that guy.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, that was his Matt George. Let me find the stats here on this guy.
Oh my,
Matt George.
And my dad was a huge Oilers fan, and I just hated that, and I hated the Oilers, man. And when they went to Tennessee, some of that was lost until Nedney flopped. And I remember watching that game and exactly where I was and how mad I was when it happened. And then obviously in 2008 when they beat the Steelers to get the number one seed and they're standing there on the sidelines spitting on the terrible towel. And then how happy I was, even though it was the Ravens that beat them, when the Ravens beat them in the first game of the playoffs in the divisional round that year. I forget sometimes that I hate the Titans, and this is a good week to remember it.
Remember the Titans. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.